good. So y'all welcome. Hallelujah. It's nice to see everyone again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Today, we're going to be looking at the topic, let your light shine. Tell somebody, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let's tell somebody else, let your light shine. Those of you online, tell somebody there, let your light shine. Hallelujah. Are we excited? Hallelujah. I'm excited to be in the presence of God. Because the Bible says, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, and there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. You know, we don't need to do anything. Just come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Because God is all-powerful. He's the God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, we're going to look at the topic, let your light shine. Our theme for this month is walk in the light of God. Hallelujah. And our Bible reading was taken from the book of Matthew 5, 13 to 20. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it. He says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. He said, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So your light to shine is not for yourself, so that people will know and glorify God. Hallelujah. And the light that you are allowing to shine is the light of God inside of you. Praise the Lord. He said, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Hallelujah. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one title shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. So that means the word of God cannot be changed. It remains the same. Hallelujah. Go to 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But so let your light so shine. As Christian, let your light so shine. What does it mean for your light to shine? For people to see the glory of God inside of you. Because the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. We have talked about that. I've talked about that so many times. See, but we are representative of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So God wants people to see him in us so that they will come to him. Hallelujah. Because we have been created not for ourselves. We have been created for him. He said we are created to show forth his praise. And what does that mean? Show forth what praise? You know, when people see us, they glorify. Why? They will see the goodness of God inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says we are the light of the world. We are in a time when we have to come out of the crowd, praise the Lord, for people to see. Be the light. Allow your light to shine means that you are separated from the world. So we are in a time where we have to come out of the crowd. Because most of the time we walk in the crowd, and when you walk in the crowd, people are not able to pick you out. Praise the Lord. If your light is not shining, it is the same as others. Nobody will be able to pick you. You will not be, you know, you will still be the same with everyone there. But when your light shines, people are able to single you out because they will see the light. Because where darkness is, where light is, what darkness disappears. Hallelujah. That is why we must, you know, it's time for us in this season where we are. So many things are going on. But we don't want to be lost in the crowd. want our light to shine, the light of God inside of us to shine out for people to see. So that people it will cause men to come to the kingdom of God. It will cause men to glorify the King of Kings. To know that indeed Jesus Christ is Lord. He came to die for our sin. To know that we have a great God that created the heavens and the earth. That we didn't just come from atoms. Hallelujah. You know, some people believe that there is no God. But we thank God that there is a God that saved. There's a God that created us. Hallelujah. So we are in a time where we have to come out of the crowd and distinguish ourselves from the world and let people know what and who we believe. Hallelujah. It's not time for us to just, you know, say, oh, no, I'm a Christian, but people are not saying, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to do anything. I'm just a Christian. I'm serving God. Yes, they went out for evangelism, and you know, a lot of people. I say, oh, I'm a Christian. You know, but I don't go to church. I'm a Christian, and you see them, you know, smoking and doing all sorts of things. God, the light has to shine. Some will say, you know, that some other people that will say, oh, it does not matter what I do. I'm still a Christian. What are you showing me? Is that the light? The Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the light that people will see and glorify. You are the light that people will see. Before people go to get the Bible, they will see and say, oh, there is something about this person. Hallelujah. If your light is not shining, that means that you're not walking according to the light of God. Praise the Lord. Because as Christians, we said we have to walk in the light. The light that he has shown us. The light, because he is the light. So if the light is not inside of you, how does it shine? That's why I say we cannot light a lamp and put it under the table, under the table. We cannot. It's meant to be seen because darkness disappears immediately. You know, sometimes, you know, because our actions and how we affect people matters. It actually matters, our actions. Because sometimes some people say, oh, my action doesn't tell who I am. That is not a fact. Your action, because the Bible says something, said, what goes into a man does not defile, but what comes out. Because what comes out tells who you are inside. Hallelujah. What comes out tells who you are. You are doing some things that you know that are not good, and you're saying, oh, my action doesn't define me. What do you expect me? It's what I see, what you portray outside, because that is who you are inside. It's what is inside that has come out. Because what is in your spirit and what is in your heart, that is what has come out. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we are so particular about the outward. Outward. Some of us will say, oh, you have to wear your, some of you are, we're already wearing wig already. So what's the covering that you are particular about? We don't wear this, we don't do it. We're so particular about the outward. But what is inside defines you. What is outside, you just try to beautify it. But then what is inside tells who you are inside. So that the actions that we take tells who we are. Tells if the light of God is shining. Are your actions affecting people positively? Are your actions affecting people negatively? So we have to think about our actions. Because it tells who we are. It tells what we have inside. It tells who we believe. You know, let's read the book of Luke 8:19-21. God has called us to show forth his light. God has called us to live according to his light. He wants the light to reflect. Hallelujah. He said, then came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press. You know, there were so many people. And it was told to him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, He said, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. He said, those who hear the word of God and do it. Why did he say that? Because those are the people that will reflect my light. Hallelujah. Because he has come to show us that he is the light. He has come to show us the way. It does not matter who we are, the relationship, but the most important thing, are you? It's not, you know, it's not enough to say I'm a Christian, but are we? He said, those that hear the word of God and do it. It's not just hearing the word of God. We hear the word of God. But are you doing it? Are you doing what is said? Is it doing it that the light is reflected? It's not in hearing. Hearing it is very important. But doing it is even more important. Because in doing it, you reflect the light. In doing it, you show forth his praise. In doing it, you walk in the light. You know, somebody will be cursing, suddenly just go mad and start cursing people. Then you say, my action doesn't tell who I am. What does it tell? What does it tell? Your name is Dominic. You are saying it doesn't define you. Does it define Henrietta? Are you present? You're not representing somebody. It's who you are inside. We have to look at our actions. Is it affecting people positively? Because the light is supposed to affect people positively, right? When you put on, when the light is on, everyone can see. If we turn up the light and it's in the actually in the night, you cannot see it. You cannot even read your Bible. You cannot see. You want to wear clothes, you cannot. You want to go to the, you know, restroom, you cannot do anything. You know. So it is very important that we abide by the word of God. Hallelujah. That's why in 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says you study to show, study the word of God. It's very important. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, the word of God, rightly dividing it. The problem that we have today is that most of us, we tend to, you know, analyze the word of God with our own reasoning, our own wisdom. That's why sometimes we get confused. Is it God that is speaking? We are Christians, but we are doing so many different things. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. When we study and have the word of God, what happens? The light, the word of God is light. And the word of God is the light. Because Jesus Christ is the word of God. We will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. So rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing. You know, that's why I say your action tells who you are and what you have inside. What you have inside. We are very particular about what we eat. But are we particular about the word of God? Are we particular? Are we particular? So let your light shine. Let your light shine. See, you are the light of the world. 16 says, let your light shine before that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are not just Christians to congregate and just come and sing, worship God, and you know, and just go back and be the same. No. We are Christians to affect our world, to affect our environment, to affect our community, to affect our children. When Jesus Christ came, he affected everyone that came in contact with him. He affected them. The light was dim. That's why I said we should not be like the Pharisee. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew 15, 11 to 20. We should not be like them. We say things, but we ourselves, we don't do it. We say we are Christians, and people cannot tell if we are, because of our actions. You know, I told somebody once that he's always, he likes speaking in tongues, and but what he does is kind of contrary to what he does. And I called him one day, I said, do you ever think of what you're doing? Some things that you do, you are making those people, you know, there are some Muslims around you that you're making them not to even believe that there is God. Your light is not shining. People say you can, because they will come and say, oh, he's always, where is this praying? He's speaking in tongues. That's what they say, he's doing like this. That's what they do. But the actual, what he does, doesn't reflect the light of God. And when they say, I'll get so embarrassed. We're not perfect, but the little of the word that we have should reflect. Because not when you're doing something, that is not what we take us to heaven. That you're speaking in tongues doesn't take you to heaven. That you're coming to church every day doesn't take you to heaven. What we take us to heaven is doing his will, obeying his word. He said, not that which goeth to the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Go ahead. Let's examine ourselves. Let's examine our actions. God is not mocked. You cannot sow an apple and reap an orange. So you're trying to tell, oh, look at, I sold an orange. Are you seeing it? But I'm seeing an apple. I'm not seeing an orange. That's what we do. When our action does not match the word of God, when our action does not match, you know, what we believe. He said, then came his disciple and said unto him, knowest thou that this Pharisee were offended after they heard this saying? For he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Blind leading the blind. You know, sometimes you ask some Christians, why, you know, we don't, you don't go to church, you know, all we say, I go to church. Some people want to go to a church where whatever they are doing, nobody will ask them. they don't want to be held accountable, whether they have integrity or not, whether they, you know, they are living the Christ, nobody to check and say, that's why you see them, they will come to church on Sunday, in 3 months, they are not in church. The time and season that we are in is not for that. It's for you to show who you are. It's for you to let the light shine. This is not the time to hide in the crowd. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entered in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? What enters our mouth? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from thy heart. Is who you are. And they defy that man. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defile not the man. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I want us to understand that the time and season that we're in is not the time that we just play church. Who are you in your closet? Who are you when nobody's looking at you? Who are you? When you are not in church, who are you? At your place of work, who are you? Because sometimes some of us have different faces. Some of us are Christians in church. When we are somewhere else, we are somebody else. That is not the light shining. The light of God has to what? Shine. Two things that we need to help us. To help our actions. Because I've heard a lot about that. When somebody has acted, excuse me, I'm just wanting to tell that my action doesn't define me, you know. It doesn't really, I don't know if you have heard that before. My action doesn't define me, you know. But as long as it doesn't define me, that's just a sign. But that's who you are. You understand? That's what, you know. God will help us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus because His Alpha is Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's not the author of confusion. So whatever we sow, we shall reap. Who are you? Who do you believe in? Who do you believe? The word of God is very important. Let's look at Joshua 1. It's very popular. You know, some people can quote the scriptures. Just like the Pharisee. They can quote it. But they don't leave it. They know how to say it. But God so loved the word that gave it to them. They will just quote it. But I didn't live in it. That's why I said we should not be like the Pharisee. Even the devil, when he tempted Jesus Christ, he was quoting the word of God. Joshua 1 verse 8. We need to help ourselves with the word of God. There is no time. Let your light shine. I do not know how long I have to live on that. There are some people that God will tell, oh, you're going to go today. There are some people that will not even know. Suddenly they will go out and not come back. Is that important? That's not the important thing. The important thing is, where will you be? Have you been the light? Those are the things that God is going to look at. That we, that's why he said, he told them, he said, your mother and your brother, they are looking for you. He said, you, my mother and my brother. My mother and my brothers and sisters are those people that, you know, they hear the word and they do according to it. Those are my people. Say, those are my people. It's not people, you know. Those, it's not because that we've been living together. That doesn't make it known. That you do according to the word and abide by it. That's what Christianity is all about. The time that and season that we are in now, it's time for us to examine our actions. So people can pray and pray and pray. In short, if they pray, you'll be scared. The house will be shaking. Some people. But sometimes when you look at the action, say, does it match? Does it match what God wants? You know, I think of this things myself. I'm telling you, it doesn't mean that I'm examining my own self. Does your action, does my action match the word of God? Does my actions show the light? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It's not that. The Bible says, meditate. Meditation in trying to understand what is, you know, reading it and what is God saying concerning this. Meditating on the word of God. Pondering on the word of God is very important. You know, that is why we have problems as Christians sometimes. We don't read the Bible. We don't know what the Bible is saying. Sometimes they call the hustling and bustling. You have to wake up, you have to go do this, take care of kids, who are, you know, understand that. But it is us, it is our choice to say, no matter what, I'm going to study the word of God. No matter what, your own time, create time for yourself. It is you that will create time. Create time for yourself. We are not perfect, but we are walking towards perfection by his grace. So that God will come, as the light shines, the truth is that, you know, when our light shines, God backs us up in every areas of our lives. And God will help us in the name of Jesus. Because the devil does not want us, our light to shine. He does not want us to study the word. When he tempted Jesus, Jesus gave him back and said, you know, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Say, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God will help us in the name of Jesus. You know, all we need is the word of God. We need the word of God. We need the Holy Spirit. And God will help us. you see some people that they will go through certain situations. They are not moved. They are not moved. It's not that the thing is not affected, but because they have their confidence in God, that light still shines. Because our confidence is not in ourselves, it's in God. Hallelujah. We need His word. We need the word. We need to meditate. It's not enough. I keep saying, if you sometimes we are confused, we don't even know how to study the Bible. You can start from somewhere. You know, I read the book of Genesis. You can start, some of us might not understand what we get to then goes, oh my God, this is too much. What is this? That's where you have to ponder on these things. You can go to some of us that we might will read the New Testament. Do not just, but some people, the only thing they know, the only scripture they know is some psalm. Lord, destroy my enemies. In the name of, destroy my enemies. Your enemy will be destroyed if you have the word of God. Your enemy will be destroyed. You don't, you know, because God is with you when you have the word. God is with you when you are walking in the light. God is with you. Since we come, for God will always see us through in the name of Jesus. We need the word. We need to study it. Create time. Let's teach our children. You know, like I told us, the time to bend them is when they are young. You know, there's a parable that said, it's the proverb that they call it here. It said when the shrimp, Brother Louis, the shrimp, I know that Sister Janet is online. When the shrimp, you know shrimp, right? When it's fresh, you can bend it. But when it's dry, when you bend it, what's up, it breaks. Let us teach our children. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another thing that we need the Spirit of God. The Spirit, the Bible says the Spirit helps in our infirmities. It helps us. Romans 8:26. We're going to read that, then we'll just pray. Romans 8:26. Samuel. Romans 8:26. Hallelujah. So Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is the light. We are the light. We are representing Him wherever we go. We are the Bible that people will read. I don't think we understand. We are the Bible. Before you open the Bible, your action speaks. You know, they say action speaks louder than what? Yeah. So Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groundings which cannot be altered. The Spirit of God is in us. The Bible says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God helps us to live the life. You know, the apostles, they couldn't go out. They were afraid. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were bold. They were not ashamed. They were not ashamed. There are some things that you will not, the Spirit of God will teach you, even when you're reading your Bible. There are some things that you will not understand. But the Spirit of God is there to guide you. There's some action that we want to take. The Spirit of God is there. We say, no, don't take it. Hallelujah. He said, don't take it. You know, during that 9/11, there are some people that were supposed to be at work. But somehow, some things just happened. because God didn't want them to be there. But it was not time for them to leave the world. God is still going to stay with us. You might say, oh, I can't. It's not easy to be a Christian. It is not by power, it's not by might. The Bible says the Spirit helped what? Our infirmity. But also when the Spirit of God came upon them, they were bold. And I pray that our light will shine in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down to hear you say that I'm your Lord. You are my desire. No one else will do enough to take your place. There's nothing else to take your place. You want to feel the warmth of your love. Help me, Lord. Help me find. That light has not shone in your life. We pray that God helps. I'm not powers of my own. It's all that we need. That song that we sang. Say, you are all that I need. Help me know that you are the one that I need. Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. I'm not powers of my own, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name with you, glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. We are going to pray. I want us to pray. I don't know what you're going through, but I know that God, as you walk in the light, as you allow your light to shine, God will fight your battles in the name of Jesus. The God that does not sleep, that does not slumber. We want to pray. I don't know what somebody's going through. We pray that the Lord, calamity will not befall us in the name of Jesus. Calamity will not befall us in the name of Jesus. Every storm that is called, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Alpha, your Omega, Lord. Father, the remaining part of this month, the remaining part of this year, Father, let calamity not come near us in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, we will not experience calamity. In this church, we will not experience calamity, Lord. Concerning our anniversary, the blood, Father, we will not experience calamity in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray for our children, we shall not experience calamity. In our marriages, Lord, we shall not experience Father, oh Lord, in our job, we shall not experience calamity. In the name of Jesus, you are Alpha, you are Omega, Lord. You are the beginning, you are the end, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I don't know how many of us have given our lives to Christ, but I'm just going to say it here. Those of you online, it's not enough to say, I am a Christian. The first step is giving your life to Christ, accepting that as your Lord and Savior. That's the first step. And it comes in and dwells. Because it's the light, and that light shines inside of us. As it's with us, wherever we go, it's the light, and the light is inside of us. If you have not given your life to Christ, this is the best time. Those of you online, Father, in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone you can raise your hands, I will pray before I go. The time is actually fast spent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God bless your name, O Lord. Father, Lord, as many that have not given their life to Christ, Father, visit them in the name of Jesus. Visit them in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, Lord. There is nothing that you cannot do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to pray for those that are sick. We want to pray that the Lord will heal them completely. In the name of Jesus, He's our Father and Gilead. Let's open our mouth and pray. As many that are sick in our families, in the church, Father, Lord, heal them completely from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We also want to pray concerning our anniversary that the Lord will take control in the name of Jesus. There will be no mishap in the name of Jesus. There will be no calamity in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that Lord will take control in the name of Jesus. From Saturday to Sunday, Lord, in the name of Jesus. At the end, we shall have force to give glory to your name. As men that will be coming from far near, Father, you will grant them joy and mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's just lift our hands and just thank you. Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for keeping us to this time. Thank you for the rest of the year. Thank you, Father, for the good things that you will do, for the doors that you will open in the name of Jesus, for the settlement in the name of Jesus. Father, for the revival in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that Lord, that from today, oh Lord, that anything that has not been working well in our lives, Lord, let them begin to work fine in the name of Jesus. Father, manifest your power in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, as many of us have not been working, allow our light to shine. Father, oh Lord, things holding us down. Father, oh Lord, break that yoke today in the name of Jesus. Father, break that yoke, oh Lord, and let us arise and let our light shine in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have one need or the other, every problem, every struggle of the enemy in our life, Father, destroy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and cause us to flourish in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your word. I pray, Lord, that your word will be made, Lord. Your word will be in our bodies. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. But in the course of this week, oh Lord, as men that will be traveling to work with the Father, oh Lord, grant us journey mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. The Lord is good. And all